Today's word is modernism. Modernism is a heresy, or rather a group of heresies, which have arisen in the very bosom of the church at the beginning of this century under the influence of modern philosophy and criticism, with the pretense of elevating and saving the Christian religion and the Catholic Church by means of a radical renovation. Leaders of the movement are in France, Leroy and Loisy, in England, Tyrell, in Germany, Schell, in Italy, the authors of the program of the modernists, who have no originality but repeat the ideas of others. Buonaiuti is another obstinate follower and defender of modernism in Italy. Pope St. Pius X issued two documents against modernism, the Decree of the Holy Office, Lamentabili, on July 3, 1907, and the encyclical Pascendi Dominici Gregis, September 8, 1907. The decree consists of a list of 65 condemned propositions. The encyclical is a lucid and deep analysis of these modern theories in conflict with sound philosophy and the patrimony of the entire Christian doctrine. To get an exact idea of modernism, it suffices to read this pontifical document, which, despite the protests of the modernists, has, with the passing years, progressively shown itself to be objective and efficacious. In brief outline, the encyclical declares modernism to be a hybrid amalgamation of verbal Catholicism with real naturalistic rationalism based on three philosophical systems. 1. Agnosticism, from Kantianism, which combines subjectivism, phenomenalism, and relativism, depreciating rational knowledge. 2. Immanentism, according to which human consciousness bears in itself virtually every truth, even divine, which is developed under the stimulus of the religious sense, from the doctrine of Kant and Schleiermacher. 3. Radical evolutionism, according to which true reality is not being, but becoming, both within and outside man, from Hegel and still more from Bergson. From this, the consequences of a religious character are a. impossibility of demonstrating the existence of a personal God distinct from the world. B. Religion and revelation are natural products of our subconsciousness, dogma being its provisional expression, subject to continual evolution. C. The Bible is not a divinely inspired book, and therefore must be studied critically like any human book, subject to errors. D. Science has nothing to do with faith. The critic, as such, can deny things he admits as a believer. E. The divinity of Christ does not derive from the Gospels, but is the result of Christian consciousness. F. The expiatory and redemptive value of Christ's death is merely the opinion of St. Paul. G. Christ did not institute the Church or the primacy of Peter, passed down later to the Roman pontiffs. The ecclesiastical organization of today is the result of human circumstances and is subject to continual change. H. The sacraments were instituted by the apostles, who believed they were thus interpreting the instructions of the Master. These sacraments are useful only for keeping alive in men the thought of the ever-beneficent presence of the Creator. I. The rigid dogmatism of the Roman Church is irreconcilable with real science, which is bound up with universal evolution and follows its conditions. St. Pius X rightly concludes that modernism, by virtue of these deleterious principles, leads to the suppression of all religion, and therefore to atheism.